holders. And with all the cottages and the tourists, it's not uncommon now to see an accident every week off of 265. You just don't go off the road, you roll down the mountain. So I'm concerned about that, and I'm concerned about the intersection of 265 and Safari Road with all the additional development that is now quite a congested intersection and will eventually need a stoplight. So when you enter our neighborhood, you pass Chateau Ridge, which was just recently developed as tourist cottages, and you come down a very steep U-turn onto a narrow two-lane road, which is then Skyview and that's Lone Pine. So that is a narrow road. Those of us who drive it every day, it's not uncommon when you pull out in the morning at 7 o'clock that you meet the school bus or you meet the trash truck. That's normal. We all know one another. We know how to navigate and pull over and where you can pull over and you can't pull over. When you meet a truck pulling a boat with a tourist, they don't know where to pull over. They don't know how to get over, or a camper. And so now that we've opened it up for tourists, we have that problem. We have a nightly rental already on the property, a little bit on that back road, a little bit further down. Their trash is up on Skyview. We pass it every day. We have roadkill from the animals trying to get into the trash and dragging it all over the neighborhood. And now we've got the dumpster down below. So now we've got additional trash accumulation. It is my husband who walks from our house all the way up to Safari Road every 3 months and picks up all the garbage that has been accumulated. And then he goes up when there's roadkill and throws it into the woods. Right now, Chateau Ridge has put in an ice machine, a commercial ice machine right there on the corner. And they've torn off all the wrapping and they've just left it there instead of walking down and putting it in their dumpster. I mean, there's not a sense of community, of trying to take care of the neighborhood, of pride of where you live. It's just about making money. Those of us who've lived there for a long time, we're very much concerned about the neighborhood. It's the neighbors across the street that call me and tell me when there's a stranger walking around my house, and that's happened a couple times. It's the neighbors across the street that have actually helped with when an elderly man needed to go into the nursing home. They cared for him until he needed to go into the nursing home, and they made sure that he was moved. So it's a sense of neighborhood, and it's a sense of caring for who is around you. We're the community. We're the people that go to church, that belong to the civic organizations. Many of us, our spouses, have worked in the tourist industry. If we haven't, and we know that that is our income for a large part of the population, but we don't want to live with them. We may serve them, but when we come home, we would like to be away from them. From the nightly rentals, you do hear noise. When you sit out on the deck, you hear loud conversations, you hear drunken parties, you hear a lot of traffic. And so the sense of well-being and that you have in a secure neighborhood, I think with the addition of weekly rentals, it will take away from that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Vonetta. I live at 215 Lone Pine Road, right across the street from Natalie. I've lived there since 1995, and I have seen changes the last 8 to 10 years in traffic, the types of people that come through our neighborhood. With the addition of Chateau Ridge recently, traffic has increased, and the speed in which they go through our neighborhood is concerning, and Chateau Ridge is empty, I would say 80% of the time. But having those rentals on the corner has allowed our shortcut, residential shortcut, to be advertised. And I believe there's a lot more people using that shortcut now, because now the tourists know it's there. The congestion at the corner of 265 and Safari is becoming more dangerous. And so I don't know what we can do about that, but there's also the other end of our neighborhood, which is the 165 by Welk coming up the hill. And the nightly rentals that we've had so far has changed the integrity of our neighborhood since I moved there in 95. And I just want it to stop. We've gone far enough. Let's not have any more rentals, and especially no multi-family dwellings, buildings, condos. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a minute. Can you show me on the map the shortcut you're talking about? Show me where that.
Well, it goes from 165, where the Lawrence Welk Theater used to be.
It's not a shortcut as much. I mean, it's a shortcut.
Right here is where you would access. It's a cut
through the neighborhood.
Yeah,
it's a cut through the neighborhood. So I wanted to see where it is.
Okay. Yeah, it goes through Lester. You turn 165 to Lester, and then right on Skyview.
Yep. Here's Lester.
And then you go
see
on
my
Skyview.
Cursor on there. So Lester. Up, and then you
church.
Go.
Yeah.
Like you used to go look at Skyline Baptist and then come around and go up.
Right.
I believe that's one of the roads I went on too.
Right.
There's a bunch of them there.
Yeah.
And yes, and I concur with the loud noise and the vehicles and people just not being respectful to our neighborhood, and it's definitely compromised the neighborhood.
Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Becky Penrod. I live at 574 Skyline Road. I've got to say, I've been at planning and zoning meetings more in the last 5 years than I was the previous 30 years I've lived here. It's already been established that GPS does not work well out in that area. So guess where they go when they can't find that particular address? They come on my private road, and yes, I do own from the dirt portion of Skyline Road, and it is road, not drive, they come down to our house looking for this overnight rental. There is no separate entrance to 574 Skyline Road. I have to drive by that every day. And currently, the trash dumpster is upside down, and there's garbage all over the hillside. It's been that way since last Friday. I'm a property manager myself. These people do not manage that property because they're not out there, and they don't know what's going on. I'm tired of picking up the garbage, and I'm tired of the traffic. We were at planning and zoning last week. It was 9-0. 9-0. Please deny this. One more issue. That paved portion, yes, it is owned by MoDOT. And yes, I was there when the prior owner paved it. There was no prep work done when that asphalt went down. Now, I believe all of you are from Taney County. You've lived here a long time. There was some clay pits in that road. The ditches were not pulled. It was not crowned. They've got a garbage truck backing over that. Yes, it backs up down my driveway because I've met it twice now, going full speed. He was coming at me. No. So when that road falls apart, I want to know who's going to repair it, because I have to cross that road to get in and out to my house. And I do maintain the rest of the road. It's expensive. please deny this. We do not need any more overnight rentals. Not in a residential neighborhood. My husband and I have owned that property since 1979. Please do the right thing. Thank you.
Excuse me. When you say you maintain, can you, Scott, can you show exactly what portion she would maintain?
Where the asphalt ends, there's about 15 feet there, and that's where our property begins.
Right there.
We own Skyline Road. Do you want me to walk up there and show you? And Scott, I did email you pictures of the dumpster problem.
Yes.
If they've got them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same way this morning when I left at 8:10.
That parcel is its own separate parcel. There's a road right away that was purchased. And I've got it highlighted. That's a road right away parcel that they own.
Do the nightly rental people have to go by that?
Their drive is right here.
The problem is they get lost. So there's nowhere to turn around on that road.
They don't have to, but it sounds to me like they do.
Pardon?
So they don't have to, but it sounds to me like they do.
Yes, they do.
I tried two different GPS sites, and neither one of them put me there. I stopped at a neighbor, and they directed me.
Exactly.
Any further questions?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Do we have anyone else signed up to speak? If not, at this time, I would ask the applicant to come up. And if you have anything else to say, or co-applicant or representative.
So one thing I wanted to say, when we actually had the first one pass, we had talked to Ms. Penrod at that time. We'd come out in the hall and said, hey, if there's ever any issues, please, feel free to call so we can make sure, that nothing's a nuisance. But I had spoke with Jason and asked if, with all these issues that she's saying, has she ever called you to, let them know there's an issue, whether there's people coming back, maybe need to be more direct with their directions coming in. I think you guys got to sign up where to turn in at. So, I think a lot of this gets pushed out because, of course, people don't want vacation rentals because they don't understand them. And what people don't realize, vacation rentals are only about 60% occupancy a year. So there's 40% of the time that vacation rentals are not occupied. And then with their dumpster situation, I don't know if you've seen the dumpster. It's a four-yard dumpster. So that wasn't pushed over by somebody or a vacation renter. That was hit either by a car or somebody's come up and took a machine and pushed that thing over, because not a normal man's going to push that large dumpster over to the side like that, whether the garbage guy had dumped it and didn't know that it fell backwards. But regardless, whoever lives there is going to have trash. I mean, they're going to have to pick up trash regardless. So, I understand that everybody wants to throw the trash situation, but they bought a big dumpster to make sure that that's not an issue. But obviously, I don't know if it was sabotage or what to get pictures of the garbage can, but that's not a garbage can just a normal man's going to be able to turn over. So,
Mr. Youngblood, are you the realtor or the property manager?
I'm the realtor.
You're the realtor?
Yep.
Who's the property manager?
He's the owner.
We property manager. We have a full-time maintenance guy that lives in the Branson area that works for us full-time. And Brad and his office does help us out when we, need contractors or different things that we can't address.
Is there a posted sign there in front of the building with
that has the name
number
of the cabin right there at the corner? Yes, sir.
No, with the contact phone numbers for the property manager or yourself on the building?
There probably is not. No, sir, I don't think there is.
Okay. Well,
Scott, isn't that a requirement?
Mm-hmm. We're always chasing those. That's pretty common. Presley is part of her full-time job is chasing those down and getting them getting the new ones and